Kaya Umob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boolu and the surrounding waters of the Derbal Yerrigan our home.
Go to class, don't just pass, shake some ass. Say it for the people in the back.
This is something that's not spoken about at all. As black fellas navigating through uni, we don't get to live in these situations. No. We have to survive in them.
And yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it this far.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast,
a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you mom.
It's IJ.
And Sha.
And welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
It has been a year.
A big year.
It's been a year.
This is our final episode for the year.
Don't cry, guys. Don't worry. We're not leaving forever. But, like, we're just letting you know.
The 2023 season is wrapping up.
It's over.
That's 11 episodes in
a span of...
like, a couple months.
That's a lot of episodes.
It is, because we had a couple bonuses as well, which I heard did really well. So thank you all for listening. Those were our important episodes, the bonuses. And we really appreciate everyone who shared those around as well.
They were very, like, serious topics. I don't like using this word because I feel like political is such a...
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't want to say...
It puts you in a box.
It puts you in a box and it also has, like, a lot of connotations to it. But they were quite, just say...
Political, like, related.
In the times.
Yeah.
In the times. It's just a lot of, like, relevant to the times,
yeah,
those
true.
Episodes. And... It just makes me realise that those episodes we actually did quite last minute.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like
we were.
I put it on my Instagram story, like, the one that we did...
Referendum?
No, just the day before the referendum, I think.
Yeah.
We recorded that, and on the same day it came out. Like, that's
crazy.
Wild.
That's
But that's
crazy.
How you know we were getting you that express info.
I know. Someone give Danny a pay rise as well for editing that in a day.
But also, thank you for everyone for... riding the wave because we did such serious topics and then it was like mention wear pants like that and then it was like my tip is to put like what is it coat hangers on curtains and then it's like the referendum
but we're glad that people enjoyed them tuned in shared them around the support has been amazing hey IJ
we did solo episodes as well
oh those
that was really
that
cool
that was all cooked
that was enjoyable
I loved them
what was okay what's your favorite episode to either have recorded and or listened to because I don't know if you listen to it but I do because they come out like after we've recorded them so I often like forget what the conversation was about and I'll just like play it sometimes
yeah
also to check that I'm like not getting cancelled but also being like what did I say you know because so many people do you know what happens to me sorry so many people go oh remember that time you told me like rah 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 and I was like I didn't tell you that
I'm
like
same boat.
Oh you must have heard it from the podcast like and they think that I've gone and told them a story and I'm like no girl I never told you that what was I saying now oh yeah I listened to it like in advance, because we record in advance, I listen to it when it comes out. What's your favourite episode? If
that
you have
I've
one?
Listened to when I've... Oh, okay. I think I said this in my solo. I don't like the sound of my own voice. I said, you're fine. You're fine. It's just a me problem. And there's various...
I liked yours, though.
Oh, thank you. No, but as in, like, any Sovereign episode, that sounds bad for marketing, but I promise, like, I do listen. It's just at times I'm like, Charlene, just shut up. Like, you're so annoying. But I would say, like, that my favourite episode we've recorded, it would probably be I don't know if it's out yet, the advice one.
Like
I don't know
the tips.
Yeah, no.
No
my favorite one is the tips one because that was just hilarious. I remember walking out of that session just giggling to myself.
True.
And like I learnt a lot as well. And I just felt like that was fun. That was fun. But then also the referendum one as well, I think. That was very informative for me and like
the way our conversation was just, I don't know, structured, made it so easy for me to understand, for other people to understand. I know that one was quite popular as well. I don't mean to jump on the bandwagon, but, like, I'm just saying, like, that one was really good. And a lot of co-workers, a lot of people. And
yeah, that's true.
You can also relate. Like, a lot of people were tuning in, sharing that one around. And I felt like we were very vulnerable and very open and just very, do it in a sovereign way, I think. We were doing it in a sovereign way. So I liked it. What about you, RJ?
I agree. I actually really, because it was so unhinged, the one we did recently, the job one.
Oh,
that was so unhinged. But also we got Danny on to, like, give, you know, another perspective.
Yes.
It was like a really, I thought it was really cool because we're saying, like, I'm still in law school, you've just graduated, and it's a conversation from two completely different standpoints in whole, like, different directions. And I feel like it's like a thing people our age stress about a lot. So I think
For sure.
enjoyed talking about that because there's so much to unpack and it was so unhinged. I don't want to troll Charlene, but I just have to.
Just do it.
I feel like every single chance I get, I'm going to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Anyone listening to this, just take a shot every time she goes.
Really good time.
You know what?
If you don't know what I'm referring to, that means you have to go through and listen to the podcast from episode one and figure it out.
And we are not telling you what episode that is, where it's from.
Go and figure it out.
Go figure it out and then you'll understand the joke that IJ always makes every freaking episode. I don't even, it's just, oh my days.
It gets me every time. I really wanted to write it in your, like, Christmas card.
IJ wrote me a Christmas card, guys.
Well, it's not a Christmas card, it's a card.
It's a black card. It has beautiful artwork on it, by the way.
It's giving sovereign, isn't it?
It is. This is, like, the colours I associate, because your sister did amazing artwork. These are the colours she used, actually. She gave me a candy cane, guys. I love candy canes. The amount of kids, we'll get into this, but I don't celebrate Christmas, and I love how IJ gave me a candy cane because I don't know, I'm one of those people, like, I love Christmas season for the candy canes. I think it's cute.
Yeah, exactly.
And you weren't being stingy. You didn't buy those little
mini
ones.
The mini ones?
She was not being stingy.
Full
gave
size.
Me a, gave me a full-size full candy size. Cane. And I'm glad it's the red and white one because those are my favourite. But you wrote me a beautiful card and I just love it so much. So thank you so much.
No problem.
I wish I could have done the same.
No, it's my tradition. I've been doing it all throughout high school.
You were one
of
those
students. And now, ask anyone from high school. Like, I was known for it. It was so weird. Shout out to this boy called William. One time he read the card I gave him and chucked it in the bin in front of my eyes. I was gooped and gagged. Gooped and gagged.
William, where are you?
I think he's in some bummy place, like Toowoomba or something.
Probably
silly,
a bin in
something.
Probably
silly
a
in
bin
Queensland.
Himself. Probably in a bin in himself.
He literally read the card, like, and just chucked it in the bin. Period.
The
I mean,
audacity.
You know what?
I mean, his name's William.
Look, you know what? I kind of respect it.
Why?
I was hurt at the time, but, like, look, if you're gonna hate me vocally. Like, hate me.
I
hate
like
me outwardly.
That.
You know
I
what?
Like
chuck
that.
It in the bin right in front of my eyes. Like, I can. What is that? Real sees real.
Real sees real. Real sees real.
Like, get in the Christmas spirit, William, but same time, look, I understand.
I love that. You know what? That's the energy we need. We need this energy.
Yes, I was known for writing Christmas cards. Oh, bloody hell. My favourite episode. So, yeah, I did enjoy that one. And also, look, I didn't really enjoy recording it, but I got a lot of messages about the, like, I think it was the second episode where I, like, burst into tears about, like, my breakup or whatever it was. Like, at the time, I was, like, choked up. And I'm like, how dare I start this podcast and start crying on the second episode? Mm. But I got a lot of messages of people, like, relating or understanding. So I think in terms of, like, all the episodes, that one's kind of important to me.
Doesn't it just go to show, like, we're so real on this podcast. We really want...
Too real sometimes.
Too real. We need to sit back and relax sometimes, damn. But no, like, as in, we're very open about our emotions, the way we feel, mental health check-ins. I feel like this podcast has been amazing for that. Stimulating conversation around important topics. And that episode, like, I don't think that's nothing to be ashamed about. I think you're just such a vulnerable individual... in a good way, but a lot of people would have related to that, and I think that's the amazing part of doing this podcast is that a lot of people relate. Like, in our recent episode, someone reached out and said about the job thing that they're in a toxic environment, and you actually said something in that episode. You said, from my memory, you said, if you're in a situation, working a job you don't like, you can leave. And so a lot of people actually took that into consideration.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Like, don't be quitting your job.
No. It's like you gave them a reality check of what their situation is. And I think that's amazing how we have the ability to do that for some people. And I love that for us. So, I love how our favorite episodes are very unhinged.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're very serious one.
Unhinged.
A very serious episode and then a very unhinged one. I feel like those are my favorite
but
ones as well.
Similarly, like, where that advice is what I offered, like, you offer a different standpoint. I think that's why we work as well, because
basically, yeah,
we are similar, but we're not the same. Like, we offer really different perspectives from, like, similar lived experience, but also very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we kind of cross over at one point and then not in others. Like, what you, especially your sentiments on Palestine,
yeah,
were really powerful and I think really, like, necessary. There's, like, a whole chunk of that episode where you talk for, like, maybe close to 10 minutes or something, but, like, it's really important and, like, God knows what I would have said. Like,
no,
I was
all.
Just so, like, I didn't know how to vocalize, like, everything that you said. You really found a good way to eloquently, like, express all the things we needed to convey.
Thanks. I would say the same about you, because sometimes I feel like I can't articulate things properly, but you do it in a way that's just so easy to understand, so easy to wrap your head around. In our referendum episode, you were very used a lot of amazing analogies. You used the Aboriginal liaison officer one in terms of, like, you don't have power to change things, but you are a avenue of that change. Like, you're there to guide that change. And a lot of people, like, at uni had a friend who said her family was listening to that and then kind of understood what you were saying in terms of that analogy you used. So I just say, like, you articulate things into an amazing
way. Oh, my God. So, make a heart. You know what this reminds me of? You know the cut, like, in the intro, like, of the bloopers, and it goes, I just feel like I'm falling in love with you every day.
And then it's like that's that. literally put a filter of a heart around.
Yeah, we're blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now.
We're going to get into our 2024 goals and everything in terms of what we want for the podcast. But I feel like we've achieved quite a lot.
Oh, we have. And, like, shout out to Danny, producer. Shout out to RTRFM. Shout out to Cole, who took our photos. Beans, my sister, who did our artwork.
Yes.
Like, so many important people were part of this project that's been going for ages.
For a long time.
Ages. I remember, like, the meetings.
Spoiler
on
alert.
FaceTime and, like, the Google Doc with, like, all the names, the possible names for the podcast. And for it to launch this year was wild. To, like,
big.
See our face on Spotify.
Yes. Going top three.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And, like, have people message and say they, like, listen, sat down and listened to us for, like, an hour.
Exactly.
Do you know on Spotify Wrapped, all my friends got, like, way higher fan percentages than me. Like, I think I was, like, top 10% or something.
Yeah.
And they were, like, top 0.01%. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's crazy. And that's, isn't it weird that you're on a Spotify Wrapped?
Like, it really is. It really, really is.
So weird.
But, oh, my God, we have, like, I feel like you would know some of them. Like, we have such day ones. You know,
we
people
do.
That repeatedly put. Why don't we give them a shout out?
Well, give them a shout out.
Okay. First person I want to mention, actually, because she was so upset that she wasn't mentioned in my solo episode because I've, like, lived my whole life with her, is Miss Maria.
Oh, bless.
Who's, like, my friend from year two. We're good mates. And she should have been in the solo episode, but I feel like none of it would have been.
It would have been gone for over a three. It would have been 3 hours.
Exactly.
Long.
And it's like with your best friend, like, things that are so funny and memorable aren't really funny. It's like a story. Do you know what I mean? Everyone would be listening, like, what the hell is even funny? Who are, like, our avid supporters? My friend Hannah, my host sister from Melbourne. Definitely Janda.
Janda's amazing.
Slay Janda. Her Instagram stories every time
she listens,
it's, like, with her kid at work, like, on a run. It's so
She's
good.
She's amazing.
I know.
She's definitely
Love
amazing.
Janda.
Who else?
There's so many people.
I feel like there's a whole list of people.
Beck,
we should be.
Like, there's
Beck,
so
oh,
many
bless.
People.
There's so many amazing people who. Are you playing footsie?
Sorry. Long leg problems.
We may be in love, but, like. You don't have to be playing
sister.
Footsies.
Sister love.
Yeah, put that out there. Do you see how weird I feel now? No. I'm joking. We have, Beck. We've got amazing day ones that actually have been there from the start, who have been really supportive. Mika, like, we have a lot of amazing people who have been.
We are so grateful. Like, all the reposts on your story.
Yeah, we're watching.
Telling
we're
your friends. Oh, there's so many. There's so many. Like, I could do a quick fire. Like, Julia, Ellie, like, everyone. Like, Enya. There's so many people.
Keep going.
Let me think.
Keep going. There's just so many.
There are so many. There
are
so many.
And we are so grateful for you and amazed by your support. And going into 2024, though, we've got some little goals we want to meet in this podcast. RJ, what would be one goal?
I don't want to give it away, but, like, we've danced around some ideas for features and people to bring on.
Yes.
There's one especially that I don't want to, like, I want it to be a surprise. Yeah.
Yes, we have a very big, we have a very big feature coming. Features.
And then, but I've always had this idea. I don't know about y'all. We did a live show with RTRFM. It was so fun.
That was recent, yes.
It was recent. And that was a bunch of RTRFM listeners and supporters. I would love to do something similar, like sovereign-centered, like either with sovereign listeners or do like a Hyde Park, like meet up and like chat, or like so people can also connect with each other because we kind of hit a certain demographic that might get along as well.
For sure.
And like having moved from Broome, I know how hard it is to find friends, especially as a young adult, or if you don't go to uni, or, you know, you work with a lot of people that are older than you, like to find people
that
hit like on the same values and hobbies as you, it's a bit hard sometimes. So I feel like it'd be a good like community to build.
I love that so much. I feel like having an event would be so good. Even if it's like a Hyde Park one, as you mentioned, a live show, but there's like a small little sovereign community would be.
I think so, because we're very Perth-based. Like very a lot Perth-based. Of the people that I know continuously listen are from Perth. So I feel like it would be really fun.
And I would love to have maybe, this is in the works. We haven't really launched it. But maybe like some social media accounts like Instagram, TikTok. We can have like a sovereign TikTok where we do challenges, answer questions.
Play
be games,
more like
trendy,
be more personable. Like
be
people
more personable.
Can get to know us.
Yes,
merch
would be cool. But like I know that's like who do
I
think we are?
So hung. No, I am gonna die on that hill that we need that cup.
Oh,
the sovereign tea cup.
I would love sovereign tea.
We need it.
And
like,
a journal.
I'm going to die on that hill.
A cup in a journal. Mug in a journal.
I'm going to, yeah, that's.
Sovereign tea. That's like a little set. I don't know.
That's cute.
That'll be cute.
Jumper with like a face blowing up on it.
Yes, love that. Love that. You know those graphic tees where people.
Yeah.
There's like this trend on TikTok, girlfriends putting their faces on like graphic tees.
Oh my God. We should just hand them out.
We should hand them out to people on the street for free. No, that would be good. Social media accounts would be good. Merch would be good. Also, potentially having like cameras in here.
Oh.
That would be cool.
She said, come best dressed.
Come best dressed. Oh, sorry.
She said, beat the face.
Yeah, actually, wait. That means
sometimes we be looking busted.
I know. Sometimes I just walk in with, like, workout clothes. And
no, you always look nice. I'm more worried about myself.
You look really
I've literally walked in sometimes looking shocking.
Okay, but, like, that's what makes it comfortable.
True.
That's what makes
it's
it comfortable.
It's very realistic.
Very realistic. Do you want us to walk in here, like, wearing our best dress? But, look, if we do have cameras, like, it would be, again, it would just be, like, it would be a cool way, again, to get this out there.
I think so. Some people might prefer, like, video content as well. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But yeah, those goals sound so exciting.
I love that.
Do you have any, well, first of all, what's your, like, proudest achievement from the year?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Yes, this is why we're doing this episode. We're doing a yearly recap. Sorry, that just went over my head. But, yeah, no. So, yeah, those are our goals for next year. But, like, you're asking me my personal achievement?
Personal, yeah. Or
okay.
Just not sovereign related.
I have a list on my phone, actually. I was doing my... I do this... everyone get on it. But I always, towards the end of January, I do a yearly wrap-up of things categorized in uni... my health, mental health, relationships, like things that books I've read, all of that sort of stuff. It's really good. Not how much money I spent and stuff like that. I know people do that and I'm like, I'm not doing that, bro.
No.
I'm sorry. That would give me a heart attack. So, okay. My personal, my best achievement, I would say probably uni. I know that sounds very surprising. I should be saying something like I read 20 books this year, you know, like stuff that's like achievements that I like that should be considered. But for me personally, probably uni. I got my look, I had a struggle this year, I'll be honest. If we're gonna get deep, it's been a rough year for many different reasons. I don't even know where to begin. I feel like you could relate, being in your early 20s.
Roughest year, arguably arguably worse than 2020.
I will agree. I know that sounds very...
That's saying something.
That's saying something. That is saying something. And we don't mean to, like, demean people who had it rough in 2020. Of course, everyone did. But, like, 2023 was not it. Mm. If I'm going to categorize my life in a chunk of the best years and the worst, 2023 would definitely be in its own little subcategory where it's, like, the worst. But, it's been a rough, it's been struggle street. But I will say, despite it all, I did so good this year at uni.
That's cool.
I was on top of my assignments. I only got like one extension. I think, now that I reflect back on it, maybe it was a coping mechanism to distract myself from a lot of things. But I am just so proud of what I achieved at uni this year.
You should be.
And I think that's my personal achievement. Other than that, though, I can't tell you mental health wise. Like I would say, I'm standing on business, when in reality, I was, like, malnourished.
What is it, the fit from last night? Last night on her private story, she was, like, walking around.
That's the definition
it was like,
of my mental
state. It was, like,
state.
Big, baggy shirt. Adidas, like, basketball shorts and, like, a shirt, messy bun.
And I was, like, putting the dishes away. Danny doesn't have Snapchat, but I had, like, a snap on my private story. I had, like, a whole, like, I did this little, like, thing. I just looked stupid.
It was funny, though.
But, yeah.
We're not trying to glamorize mental
illness. It's the ethnic.
Illness,
it's the ethnic household.
It was
fit.
A slay.
It's the ethnic household fit. You know, like the baggy shirt, the hair in the bun, and
it was so funny. She was like lying in bed, like, I have not left this bed all day.
It's my job
to do the dishes. I need to get up. And I was like, oh my god.
And then I go downstairs, and everyone's like, where you been? And I'm like, you know what? You know what I mean. But like, yeah, I would be saying stuff like, I'm gonna stand on business, or like, stuff it.
Girl bossing,
while being like malnourished, dehydrated, having heavy eye bags, on the verge of insanity. But, I'm definitely not an achievement, but I'm getting better. That's we're going to store that in my 2024 goals. And then, relationships-wise, lost a lot of people, gained a lot of people. We move. A lot of other things. I don't think I've achieved it. The thing I achieved, though, would definitely...
Be uni.
That's
good, though, because even if you were distracting yourself a bit, you got it done. You
got
did it,
done. It
well,
it's over
and it's
with.
Over.
It's over.
So it's not like you're permanently distracting yourself from something. It worked out.
You're so right. So, yes, I wish, like, my achievement was something more like...
No, I think that's good.
Like, really, like, holy or something. But that's that. And then, I lived in another state for 2 months. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was interesting. It just made me realize that I maybe... don't want to live on my own somewhere else. That's it, honestly. What about you? What would be your personal achievement?
I don't know if you could, like, dwindle it down to, like, a single statement.
I don't think I could have
either.
Like a category.
Thing. It's not very tangible. I think, honestly, this year it was a bit of a survival vibe.
Aww.
We heard... Well, obviously, like, we heard, like, the second episode. I went through a really big breakup this year. I was living in that house where I used to live with my ex for, like, a good 6 months by myself in an area that I had, like, no one around me. It was very sad vibes. And then middle of the year, I moved house somewhere more central. My cat flew down from Perth. That is very important that I mention
so
that because
cute.
My cat, June, as much as she does my head in, like, changed so much for me. She's like my day one.
Aww.
She's my day one. She's my soulmate. Like, stuff a man. Like, June's my soulmate. Everyone that knows me knows how much I love June, how much she does for me just by being the fat cat she is. She's such good company. And then moving house was a catalyst for me being more proactive and seeing my friends, making a healthier routine and lifestyle for myself, putting myself out there. I had a lot of negative life experiences, like, in my time at my old house, like, just that time period, so many crappy people and crappy experiences. But for whatever reason, moving was, like, the catalyst, and life kind of turned over. I had so many positive experiences, like, put myself out there, met so many lovely people. So I think it's just, like, surviving, like, getting through the year is kind of my achievement, to be honest. Like, today, I just literally, like, a couple hours ago, just finished my last exam for the year. It was awful. It's for a class called Equity. And if anyone's going, oh, equity, equality, slay. No. It's called Equity, like this stupid branch of law that just she makes no sense. It's one of those ones where they teach you the rule, but then there's like an exception to the rule, and it's like, so why do you even have the rule in the first place? Like,
equity.
Or it's like, oh, my teacher. She was like, oh, on the exam, the question's open-ended because I just want to see what you guys think. Like, there's no one correct answer.
Are you serious?
She's just like, I want to see how you interpret it. And I was like, Miss Girl. But yeah, glad that's over. I really hope I pass so I never have to do that unit again.
Thank you.
I was a little bit passive aggressive in my, like, we got to write a reflection. So, like, advice on the unit.
Oh, yeah, like a feedback.
I was like, maybe
thing.
Give people more time to learn these extremely difficult concepts that we don't interact with in our everyday life, such as contracts and property,
torts, criminal.
Equity, girl. I never heard of you.
Yeah.
I never heard of you.
We didn't even know what, like, we've
literally
never passed equity in our lives, let's be honest.
So, yeah. But anyways, my achievement for the year is just getting through it all. I've left my job with the students. That's really hard. I've had to say goodbye to them like 4 times because I had to say goodbye like one group, another group. It was awful. I got beautiful gifts and cards from them.
That's good.
And it's been very hard to like not feel guilty for leaving. I feel a bit guilty sometimes, but feeling better about it. So I think my achievement is, yeah, just getting through the year, finishing uni, kind of changing the trajectory of my life a bit.
Yeah.
And what would you say your goal is then for 2024, if you have any in mind?
Well, I guess, wow, you know what? I just had a moment where I was, like, reflecting on this year, and I was like, damn, I've changed so freaking much.
It's good, though. Change
is
really, really good. I think you and I both dropped dead weight.
Let's be honest.
Period.
Let's be honest. Wow. Like, I think 2024, you really want to start being more present and living.
Good one.
I think being present is a massive thing in life, and I've learned that these last couple months through my period, my transition of change in myself, even physically, even emotionally, mentally, whatever. Like, I want to be able to be more present rather than continuously living my head in the past, in the future. I feel like past and the future for sure. Like, future in terms of now that uni's, you know, over. Like, when you're at uni, all you think about is, oh, I just need to do
it's
this right.
It's just like forward planning.
I need a backup plan. I need everything planned. And then obviously with living in the past, you just think of all these experiences, which you know very well, is like thinking of all these things that have occurred to you and all these people that you've lost and
Meanwhile, you sit there and feel that time passes, you know? So
exactly.
You're not in the present. You're
exactly.
Spending the present, like,
in the
mentally
in
the past.
Past.
I understand that.
So I think being more present, maybe paying more attention to things a bit more, maybe being more mindful, being in the present. And I think that's really beautiful and important. I read this quote that was like, you were searching for light when the sun was right in front of you the entire time.
Period.
And that really made me go, wow, like, why don't I just be more present so I could have noticed that? I was literally tugging my hair and I don't even know how to say this poetically. I was literally sitting in my room tugging my hair, falling into bad habits, like, just being really harsh on myself. And then I didn't realize that everything was in front of me the entire time.
Yeah.
I just needed to grab it. I had everything.
Totally.
I just needed to grab it. So I'm just going to put that mindset into 2024 and achieve
that's
that.
That's so true.
As well as have, like, stupid achievements. Like, I want to read 30 books because this year I only read 15. But it's all right. I want to at least double that number next year because my goal this year wasn't achieved. So next year I want to read, like, a certain amount of books. I want to maybe have a workout plan, maybe because I'll be working full time, maybe have a routine, save money, travel, all of those sort of things. I still need to figure that out. But those are just some things that, like, I think living present would help me
That's so cool. So true as well. Like, I've thought about that whole living present thing, but also, like, this is your only time to be 20. This is your only time to do X, Y, and Z. And honestly, there was a point where I was like, yeah, money comes and goes. And I am blessed that I had enough money to, like, pay for it, to go to a festival or pay to, like, go to breakfast with a friend or whatever it is. But when you shift the mentality so you're not so, like, punitive and hard on yourself.
Exactly.
And you let yourself do fun things, like, your quality of life does improve
it
as well.
Improve.
And you live in the present because you're excited to be where you are and what you're doing. And life isn't as, like, punishing.
It's not.
So, yeah, even, like, the festival I went to on Sunday, it was really, really fun. I had an exam today, but I enjoyed myself. I was there. I was singing. I was dancing like a lunatic, laughing with my friends. I was dead sober, but I really enjoyed it. And I'm grateful to, like, past me for, like, just buying the ticket. Because
that's
if
so
I
good.
Didn't go, I probably would have said to myself that I was going to sit at home and study and not done any of it and felt unaccomplished and, like, wasted a day. You know what I mean?
Day. Exactly. You did something that you felt. I think it would have felt really fulfilling. I think when you're out and having fun and in the moment and present, like, you're right. Like, sacrificing a little thing just for the sake of your own happiness, it just really makes you feel, good.
It's good. Like, I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
And like we said in the employment episode, money does come and go. Like, that's not to be ignorant to people that have it really hard, because I've been there. But if you have the means to and you're sitting there going, oh, you know, like, I don't know if I should, like, just because you feel like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it and see how you enjoy it. If you give yourself a break, you're usually more productive or more positive in, like, the days to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you just go so hard on yourself, which I see in people in law school, they just think, like, go hard 24/7 in law school. And I'm like, you're going to burn out and you're not enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
It stems back to the whole living in the present thing. You are just forward planning, forward studying, preparing for something. You know what I mean?
You're not really.
And then they finish a trimester and they're getting ready for the next one. Where was the present moment? It was not there.
It was not there. Bring back present moments.
Bring back the present.
Bring back the present.
She's been missing.
It's a chant. It's a chant. So what would be your 2024 goal?
My goal, well, how you did better in uni, my goal is to do better in uni. And I hate that I talk about uni all the time.
No, I feel like it's part of our life. We can't really, run away from it.
I really want to feel accomplished, because I know we all say, like, please get degrees and, you know, like, you know,
that mindset.
That is true. And that's fair enough. It's true. All you have to do is pass. But sometimes I sit there, yes, I'm relieved that I did pass, but I feel not fulfilled. I'm like, I could have done better. There were obvious times I could have worked harder or done better and achieved more, and maybe I'd feel better about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yes, I passed, but, like, I don't feel proud of myself. So my goal is to really crack down on uni next year. I've got a lot of things on, but I'm going to try and make uni the priority.
I love that energy so much. And you will be. You'll be fine. You need to just...
I need to make those aesthetic law girl TikToks, you know, where they're, like, in 2x speed, writing out the stuff typing and, like...
I feel like you would slay at that. A very lifestyle-esque TikTok.
My TikToks are very unhinged.
But
so I need to...
I feel like if you have, like, a character development where you just post... Not character
very
development.
True.
What is it called when you change...
Alter ego?
Not your alter ego. I don't know the word, but if you know what I mean, it's, like, not a character development. It's, like, a glowed up arc or something. I don't know. It's a massive word. I don't know what it is, but a rebrand. You can have a rebrand and just become law girl.
Law girl, slay. Yeah, I know. I'll make it my brand, law girl. Ugh,
make
that sounds
vlogs.
Gross, but
That'll
I'll try.
Be fine. That'll be so
yeah,
fun.
I will. Bring the realistic lifestyle to the law girlies. They need
we
it.
We love that. We love that. Waterloo, what a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. With my friends and my family, I mean. But
I feel like our goals were... Oh, did I cut you off?
No, you didn't cut me off. You keep going.
I feel like our goals were similar to sovereignty. So I think we should do, like, an affirmation or a thoughts, and then we'll move on to rapid fire Christmas questions.
Okay, yeah, because Christmas is a topic between us that's very different, and we just want to ask each other questions, to be honest. But anyways, do you want to do our affirmations?
Your affirmation for 2024.
My affirmation for 2024. You'll be endlessly blessed. You'll be endlessly blessed, because I feel like there's a lot of blessings around the corner. We just got to open that door and let them come. Let them come and go. Blessings in disguise is also a really good thing, because whatever is not meant for me would have been a blessing in disguise. So I will be blessed either way. Even if it's something that's not good for me, it was a blessing in disguise. So I think you will be blessed.
Oh, that's cute.
Your turn, my love.
Mine sounds awful compared to Charlene's.
Oh, maybe my one's just too
optimistic.
No,
yours is good. Yours is good.
Mine's not realistic. It's just too optimistic.
Danny, are we allowed to say ASS?
Yeah.
Can you keep that? Can you put that in? That was so innocent. That was so innocent.
No, because I had a student say to me, oh, my sister swore. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. Well, I went like this. Oh, what word was it? She goes, the P word. And I thought, oh, like annoyed, like she was P-I-S, like off. And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, like I was perplexed. I was like, the P word? I don't know this word. And she goes, it rhymes with box.
Oh.
And I thought, I didn't know that was a swear word. I say that all the time.
Foxy?
Yeah. I said that like around the kids. I thought, oh my God, the poor thing.
She thought it was a swear word.
But yeah, she was like very serious about it too. But when she said the P word, I thought, oh. I looked at her, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to say pissed off until I was like...
Girl, you weren't allowed to watch Peppa Pig, girl. That household would be different.
I wasn't. Because I was going to get a stinking attitude like Peppa.
I'm Peppa Pig.
That's not for a lot. Anyway.
Mine would be go to class, don't just pass, shake some ass. Say it for the people in the back.
Throw us some money, guys.
Remember for the career thing? And it was a TikToker. And I was like, oh, exotic dancer?
Oh, yes.
Because she was like, you could do it. I was
I can. No, that's hilarious.
That's my affirmation.
That.
Anyways, the thing between Charlene and I is I was raised really Catholic. My family's Italian and Aboriginal, very Catholic. Mm. Charlene is Muslim and you don't celebrate Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas. And again, when IJ gave me this card in the candy cane, I got so happy because I was like, oh my God, this takes me back when people would be like giving everyone Christmas cards and like little candy canes. And it got to the point where I was the only one not giving them out. And so I would go home and convince my mum to get some cards and some candy canes. And my mum would be like, girl, we don't celebrate Christmas.
This is a lie.
This is a lie. I don't know what you're doing.
You're saying Merry Christmas, but you don't mean it.
Exactly. And then, like, I just remember feeling so left out during Christmas.
Aww.
But it's all right. It's all right. But anyways, yeah, so that's the thing. We're from different religions that have different views on Christmas. Mm. I just want to ask, is it like in the movies when like the kids wake up in the morning and then they like have like a hot cocoa and then they go downstairs and open presents in front of their family and then have like, what's the vibe on Christmas morning? I've always wanted to ask.
I think it's similar to that, but I think what you see in movies is American. So it's like winter, you know, like I think Australian summer is so specific, like it's got a weird, like, nostalgic thing in my head, but it's, like, weird. Like, yeah. I feel like it's not really comparable to another country. It's really strange.
No, definitely.
Christmas, because I was Catholic. Christmas, like, non-religious people also celebrate it. Yeah. It just seems to be a thing everyone, like...
It's just a time to give presents and...
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I know Christmas.
From a Catholic standpoint, it's a really big deal because, like, the time Jesus was born.
Yes.
And so we have to go to, like, this long mass and... blah, blah, blah. Anyways, then, it got bad. One year my parents tried to say you can't open your presents until after Mass.
Oh.
Mass, girl. Are you serious?
So you have to wait until... No.
Oh, you want to know something crazy that Catholics do? Midnight Mass.
Oh.
That's what I... That when me and my siblings got, like, teenagers, we used to do Midnight Mass. So you wake up at, like, 11 p.m., get dressed, go to... Oh, no, you wake up at, like, 10 p.m., get dressed, go to church, and then, like, while you're in church, it turns, like, the next day, and then it's Christmas Day. So it's, like, 1 in the morning, and everyone's like, Merry Christmas. I know, it's weird. Anyway...
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's strange. You see, like, then, like, some kids have to act out the nativity of, like, Jesus being born and stuff. They tell the same story. Not to, like, crap on anyone listening that's Catholic, but, like, I've literally met the Pope. Like, I'm a bit over it. Anyways, then you go home, go to sleep, wake up, you open presents, you give presents. Because, like, me in my family, there's only 5 of us, so we usually get a present for each other. We give each other a present and a card. And then then it's go time. It's, like, rushing. It's, like, get the food in the oven, like, get dressed, like...
It's
go time.
It's family time.
Yeah. And then you, like, sprint to, like, wherever the family lunch is and there's, like, heaps of food, present exchange. some Australians play cricket and footy and stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of it's a lot in Australia. It's a lot of like seafood on Christmas. It's like special food that you don't usually have. You know,
I get ya. Yeah, I've been seeing everyone's feeds on Christmas.
Really, excessive like roasts and different things. To me, honestly, I think the lead up to Christmas is more exciting when you do like an advent calendar or there's like decorations in the city or like you hear the music. Like to me, that's more exciting than the actual day itself. Wow, I made it sound really, really dead.
I just feel like I have a question, right? Like, a quick question. Is it, like, with Christmas presents, I don't know, I feel like I'd be broke.
Oh, absolutely. It's, like, well known that you're broke around Christmas. Because you think you, like, have to get, like, usually, like, a secret Santa. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what a secret Santa is, yes.
Secret Santa presents, like, for your work or your school. You get presents for your siblings, your friends. I also have friends whose birthdays are in December. Like, thanks, guys.
Oh, wow.
I have to buy, like, so many presents.
Double whammy.
Yeah, it's pretty chockers, eh? So I've just resorted, now that my siblings are teenagers, we just do, like, joint presents. So we pay less.
Oh, wow.
Think smarter,
smart.
Not harder.
Consumerism, guys. You got to be mindful. That's awesome. Oh, I like that.
It's different. But, yeah, walk us through what you'll do on December 25 when you wake up.
What do I do on December 25? Well, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely so, nothing. I just... everything's shut.
Oh,
That's kind of annoying. That's kind of annoying. So... I just treat it like another day.
Cool.
Another day.
Love that.
I mean, I'm never home, though, for Christmas. I'm never home. I was in Melbourne last year. I was with family. The year before that, I went down south. The year before that, I went to Sydney. The year before that.
You're just on an adventure.
I'm never home in December anyways because it's a holiday season. I think I treat Christmas as a holiday season. I don't celebrate it, but, like, cool. I treat it as a holiday season. But, yeah, no, that's what I do.
Wow.
So, yeah, Chris.
Christmas. The wonderful time of the year. Oh, my God.
The Christmas time. Yeah, yeah.
She's doing it again. You want to be made a meme? You want to be made a meme for next year?
No, this
you
is a special.
Stop.
This
you
is everyone's stop. Christmas present. Me
really
singing everyone. Well, that's our Christmas present for everyone on the Sovereign Podcast, us singing.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening all year.
Thank
supporting
you.
Us, following thank us. You. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year, guys.
Bye. First we take it high, then we take it low.
I don't know the rest, but the summertime flow.
That's why we take it high. You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nijolia McKenna.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna. Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.